In this bulletin, New South Wales records 124 new COVID-19 cases. Queensland to close the border to the rest of New South Wales from tomorrow. And in sport, the Matildas triumph in their first match at the Tokyo Olympics. This is SBS News. I'm Philippa Carisbrook. New South Wales has recorded 124 new COVID-19 cases. It's the highest daily number associated with the state's worsening Delta outbreak. Of the new cases, at least 48 have been active in the community while infectious. 30 cases were detected from the Fairfield local government area. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says Australians need to brace themselves for cases to go up.
I'm expecting case numbers to go up even higher. It's really, really important to continue those high rates of testing because, as Dr. Chant said earlier this week and towards the end of last week, it's really important for us to scoop up all the possible cases that are out there. And we're also finding cases when we're testing workers during that 3 days of required testing.
Queensland is to close its border to the rest of New South Wales from 1 a.m. tomorrow. Acting Premier Stephen Miles says there'll be a border zone in place for people who need to live and travel across the border. That will not include Coffs Harbour. Border checkpoints will be installed. Victoria has recorded 26 new cases of COVID-19 in the community and 2 in hotel quarantine. The cases have been linked to current outbreaks. All but 2 were in quarantine throughout their infectious period. South Australia's Premier Stephen Marshall says there's been no serious expansion of a COVID-19 cluster in the state, though more exposure sites have been identified. The current tally is 12 positive cases. Grants of up to $5,000 are being made available to multicultural communities to tackle COVID-19. The Federation of Ethnic Communities Council of Australia is inviting multicultural groups to apply for funding to conduct their own communication activity on COVID-19 aimed at keeping their communities safe. Under a Commonwealth-funded small grants fund, FECA will work with cold community groups to assist them in delivering critical health information and advice on the pandemic and vaccination rollout. At least 17 migrants have drowned in a shipwreck off Tunisia as they tried to cross the Mediterranean to Italy from Libya. The Tunisian Red Cross says more than 380 people were rescued by the Coast Guard. The boat had set off from Libya's northwest coast, carrying migrants from Syria, Egypt, Sudan, Eritrea, Mali, and Bangladesh. The United States and Germany have reached a breakthrough deal on the controversial German-Russian Nord Stream 2 pipeline. Details of the agreement on the undersea gas pipeline are yet to be released. The administration of US President Joe Biden had signaled it was prepared to soften its stance on the project. To football, and the Matildas have won their Olympic opener match against New Zealand 2-1. The team held up the Aboriginal flag for a photo at the game. Captain Sam Kerr, who scored a goal, has told Channel 7 the team proudly highlighted Indigenous culture.
It was something that we spoke a lot to as a team. We let the Indigenous girls kind of drive it. We felt that we didn't want to just do something to go with the grain. We wanted to do something that was relevant to our country and show unity within our group and let everyone feel that they're represented, and we feel really proud of it.
Guinea has cancelled its participation in the Tokyo Olympics. The nation's sports minister has cited the COVID-19 pandemic for the decision. However, a source close to the government says financial constraints are the reason the 5-person team will not attend. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, partly cloudy, 17. Adelaide, rain, 11. Melbourne, partly cloudy, 12. Hobart, similar conditions, 13. Canberra, morning frost, mostly sunny, 11. Wollongong, sunny, 18. Sydney, mostly sunny, 17. Newcastle, much the same, 17 degrees as well. Brisbane, sunny, 20. Cairns, similar conditions, 27. Darwin, sunny as well, 32. I'm Philippa Carisbrook. This is SBS News.